You're listening to the J&J Innovation Podcast, where each episode is a story of people positively impacting human health through innovation.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Johnson & Johnson Innovation Podcast. My name is Caroline Barretts. With me today is Seema Kumar. Seema is the Vice President of Innovation, Global Health, and Science Policy Communication for J&J. She joined the podcast back in 2017 to highlight a very important program called the Champions of Science, which helps engage people in the storytelling of science. Seema is here to help us kick off a month-long podcast series highlighting the winners of the Champions of Science Africa Storytelling Challenge. The challenge was open to all scientists in Africa from May to August of 2018, with five winners selected from over 100 submissions. Over the next month, we'll be showcasing the winning stories from Tanzania, Uganda, Ghana, Nigeria, and Kenya. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Seema Kumar back to the J&J Innovation Podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And what an exciting day it's been. You know, real full of stories, full of passion, engagement. So can you tell us a little bit about how this challenge came to be and what is Champions of Science?
So the challenge is actually part of Champions of Science. Champions of Science aims to make science simple, human, relevant, and aims to engage people in the topic of science. Now, science impacts our lives in so many different ways, and yet most people don't trust it, they don't engage with it, they find it mysterious, scary, and sometimes even threatening. And so Champions of Science is a program to actually engage people in the topic of science through storytelling, and by making science much more inclusive, much more engaging, much more interesting. So it's actually humanizing science and telling stories of human beings and the humanity and the impact of science rather than the technology and the nuts and bolts and the technical details.
And what an important program it is. I mean, there's such a vulnerability that comes with storytelling. How do you support these storytellers and these leaders in their efforts?
So we threw out a challenge asking people to tell stories about their science. And what you find when you listen to their stories and when you read their stories is that even though the stories are grounded in science and it is a science story, really at the end of the day, it is a story of purpose and what really drives and motivates somebody in Africa to look at a problem and think about how are they going to solve it. And then science becomes a tool, a powerful tool, an instrument through which a problem can be solved. And science actually is magical that way in the sense that it can help you leapfrog, and technology is like that too. And so at the end of the day, what you see is stories of people who are trying to solve for clean water, solve for counterfeiting drugs, solve for a technology that will help children. And so it's all about stories of impact and not really stories per se of the technical aspects of science. And so it's very engaging and it's full of purpose and full of motivation and inspiration.
Absolutely. And I thought what was so interesting in the award ceremony today was the representative from South Africa mentioned that, you know, African problems can be very uniquely African. So to that end, are these challenges solely in Africa or are they global?
You know, challenges are global, but there are local nuances and there are regional and local challenges. So for example, in the example of the clean water technology, nanofiltering technology that we heard, there the problem was that in those particular parts of Africa, which is near the Rift Valley, water is filled with fluoride. And so when you drink water with that much fluoride in it, it affects your teeth and your bones, and your teeth become red. They become, stained, almost like an iron stain on your teeth. And you see that young girls and boys sometimes don't smile because they don't want to show off their teeth. And so this particular gentleman who grew up there and saw this motivated him. Hilonga, he was motivated to actually create something that would clean the water off fluoride. And so he used technology to make that happen. He's won several awards. But when you hear him tell his story, what you'll find that yes, that is what he invented, that is what he is known for, and that is his technology. But I think over time, what he has discovered is that his story is inspiring many others to really solve problems, and he's inspiring a whole new, you know, there's a spillover effect, a whole new set of entrepreneurs who are inspired by him. And so he often is quoted as saying he wants to be a millionaire. That's what he wrote in his essay, a submission. And he wants to be a millionaire, not in terms of the dollars, but in terms of the lives he wants to save.
And similarly, is the storytelling challenge from Champions of Science, is that limited to the African continent, or are there others that are in play?
Yeah, so storytelling challenge is a global challenge. And so the first set of challenges that we actually launched was in Africa, and then we've launched one in Latin America. The Latin America challenge will probably be announced at probably in a few months, but we launched that last fall in October. The Africa one we launched at the next Einstein Forum in March in Kigali, Rwanda. And so we've also launched another one right here in the United States, and hope to get the results of that challenge as well. So different regional challenges have different flavors, and they're all very interesting, and they have something very different, but they have something in common as well. And what's common is the purpose-driven nature of these young scientists and entrepreneurs who are just driven to use science and technology and unleash the power of science and technology to improve the lives of people everywhere.
Absolutely. And that purpose is so evident in the passion with which they tell their stories.
Yes, absolutely. And you heard the story of Philippa, who actually is a biomedical engineer, and she was working in a technology firm. And but then when she saw all of these children in the hospitals of Uganda who were not, you know, who were actually in dangerous circumstances because there was no regulated way to give them IV drugs or fluids, she discovered a way to actually fix that. And so that is her story of an engineer who actually is making a big impact. And the government of Uganda is actually sitting down with her and her company to actually look at this and how to adopt this technology into their healthcare system. So making an impact like that and saving the lives of so many children is just an extraordinary story.
What's also been so interesting is that the passion that these scientists have to engage their community. So it's very much starting at a grassroots level, but also looking to expand and make sure that they include those who are affected by the problems. What can J&J and other companies like that learn from these stories?
So what is interesting is, number one, at the end of the day, there is one person who maybe starts off with the drive, and there's an entrepreneur, but there's a huge village. It takes a village to make something happen. And each and every one of our winners said that without the support of all of the other people who helped them, and also mentorship, and also the support of their community and their families, that it wouldn't have happened. And so I think what Johnson & Johnson does is really, you know, empowers people to actually take that mentorship, to also discover their purpose, and also encourages people to do this in their communities. And so I think that it really speaks to and aligns with our own mission to blend hard science and ingenuity to profoundly change the trajectory of health for humanity. And one example I will mention also is Mami, who started this yogurt company because there is a vitamin A deficiency in her country. And what she was able to do, because right from when she was a very young girl, she loved cooking and so was majoring in food sciences. And discovered that the biggest and most ubiquitous crop in that country, which is sweet potato, is locally grown. And some of the sweet potatoes wasted because of, you know, not being used in a commercial setting. That sweet potato has a lot of vitamin A. It has a low glycemic index, and it adds sweetness without there being too much sugar in it. And so she blended this. She began to use the sweet potato, and it's also a thickener. She used the sweet potato to make yogurt, and the sweet potato yogurt now is selling everywhere, and it is providing much-needed vitamin A to a lot of the population there in Ghana. So that's another story, again, of an innovation that is local, but the concept is absolutely global.
You know, all of the stories are broad across science. You know, you have Mame's story of science in food. You have Hilanga's story in the filter that he created. And then it also extends to Levitt Nudy's work in technology.
Yeah, Levitt Nudy's work in technology, for example, again, another story that is just, heart-wrenching, but also inspirational in that Levitt, who was at a celebration with his family, discovered later on that one of his nephews had actually passed away due to sudden infant death syndrome. And he was actually trained in forensic science and used sort of that kind of an investigational approach to begin to ask questions about what causes SIDS and why does that happen. And what he ended up discovering is actually the real problem with counterfeit medications and fake medications, which actually lead to the death of many children in his country. And one of the things that he did was he taught himself software engineering and technology, and came up with a software mechanism, a tool, an app that actually can tell people when they go to pick up their medications in the pharmacy if it's fake or real. And that absolutely has saved the lives of so many different people. And that's yet another story of where the inspiration is actually drawn from a purpose, but then technology is the way, and science and technology are the solutions to actually leapfrog and create solutions for society.
And again, another example of someone who, found a gap, found an issue, and really leveraged his community and local resources to follow through. So we've talked about, what J&J could learn from these stories. On the flip side, how can J&J support these scientists and keep the storytelling alive?
J&J itself is filled with stories, and storytelling is part of our DNA. Innovation is part of our DNA. Science is part of our DNA. And purpose, we're a very purpose-driven company. And so part of our goal through this Champions of Science Storytelling Challenge is to ensure that we keep these stories coming. Actually, you can go now to jnj.com and type in Champions of Science, and you'll discover these stories, and we hope that we will keep a steady stream of stories coming. And I think storytelling is very important to ensure that we bring to light and we bring to life these sort of technologies, but also purpose-driven way of operating that creates a huge impact in changing health and the trajectory of health for humanity.
Thinking of, the next generation of champions of science, young scientist who, wants to be like the winners of the challenge this week, what advice would you give to an aspiring scientist?
So the advice I would give to an aspiring scientist is, never doubt yourself. Believe in yourself. And when you have an idea, the first time it may or may not work, second time it may or may not work. Failure is actually a gift, because from failure you learn what actually you need to succeed. And the stories of these entrepreneurs should be an inspiration to the next generation as well, because they all faced a lot of challenges. They all said some things like they woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to work on their projects. They worked very hard. There was a lot of complexity. But that purpose kept them going. And so my advice to the youngsters is that don't give up. Keep trying, and you will succeed. Try again, and you'll succeed.
I think that is a brilliant way to end this episode. Seema, thank you so much for joining us and really looking forward to the next round of Champions of Science Storytelling Challenges.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
The J&J Innovation Podcast is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Innovation. For more information, you can find us at jnjinnovation.com.
Special thanks to Ryan Flynn, who was instrumental in making all of this happen, and Mike Riley, our executive sponsor.